I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Every day, hundreds of children in the U.S. are treated in an emergency department as a result of accidental poisonings. To talk about poison prevention in children is Dr. Ian Kane. He's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatric emergency physician at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Kane, tell us briefly about common causes of accidental poisoning in children.
So the good news about these poisonings is that the vast majorities are minimally toxic. We're talking about things around the house like cosmetics, deodorants, soaps and lotions and things like that. Our more dangerous exposures include things like medicines, vitamins, cleaners, and things you may find in your garage.
And do most of these accidental poisonings involve toddlers and preschoolers and the really young children in the family?
That's definitely true. Among all poisonings in the United States, children and adults, over half of them occur in children less than age 6. And if you look at that age group, there's a real spike in exposures around age 1 or 2. And that's because children have become mobile at that time. They're crawling around the floor, picking things up, putting things in their mouth, especially little pills and things that might look like candy to them.
What can parents and caregivers do to prevent these accidental poisonings?
The majority of exposures occur in the home, over 95%, and so that's really the place to start. And I tell parents, really the things to focus on are storage and thinking like a child. And so making sure you have your medicines safely stored in the same spot so you know where they are, making sure they're in childproof containers. For example, when kids go to the grandparents' house, that's a source of potential problems because the grandparents may not be used to having kids at home and may be used to leaving their medicines out. So that can be a big issue. In fact, there are several different types of medicines that can be quite dangerous for a child in small doses. Things like blood pressure medicines, medicines to control blood sugar, iron pills, and antidepressants.
We've talked about prescription medicines. What about other things that kids commonly get into that can really cause some trouble?
Over-the-counter medicines can be quite dangerous for children. Things like diphenhydramine, which is Benadryl, Tylenol, which is acetaminophen, those can be quite dangerous to a child in an overdose. And so a lot of cough and cold preparations, too, may have a flavor that's, you know, tempting for a child. And if a child drinks a whole bottle of a cough and cold medicine, they can cause real problems in a kid, whereas an adult, it would be less of an issue.
In addition to medicines, what are some of the other categories that really can cause some potential problems?
We've had some issues lately with detergent pods, kids getting into those because they sort of have the look of candy. They have really concentrated soaps in them, and they can cause quite a burn to the esophagus when children swallow them. Another issue we see a lot are concerns about button battery ingestions. And so those are those small circular batteries that are in many toys. If kids swallow these and they get stuck in the esophagus, they can actually burn through and cause serious injury.
And Dr. Kane, if you suspect that your child has ingested something that could be poisonous, what to do right on the spot?
Sure. Now, as long as there's not an emergency going on, the first call I would make is to poison control. They're a great resource, and they can walk you through what to do at home. And in fact, over 85% of the time, they're going to be able to prevent you from needing to go into the hospital. And to be honest, that's often our first call when kids come to the emergency department, is we call the poison control as well to get their advice on how to handle it. Poison control is such a great resource that I would really recommend that every parent have that number available to call in case of an emergency.
Dr. Kane, thanks for providing this information about poison prevention in kids.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.